Worshippers at the Bor based St. Andrew's Cathedral of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan attended Mass last Sunday as though there was no pandemic. The vast majority of congregants walked in wearing no face mask and made no attempt to distance themselves from others. Bor resident Gabriel Majonga Yuen says although he knows COVID-19 is real, he continues to attend Sunday services because he believes he must go to church.
The prayers is a spiritual food in our life. No one can stay without taking a meal a day or some days. That is our spiritual need, a prayer.
26-year-old Bor resident John Ngorngong says he stopped attending Sunday services when the National Task Force on COVID-19 announced a partial lockdown more than a month ago, because he wants to protect himself. Ngong says he too believes in God, but wonders why his friends continue to disregard the preventive measures against the deadly virus.
I don't attend church services simply because we already know there is coronavirus in the country and worldwide. So we have to observe the corona protocols. Rules, yeah. It's a routine, especially in Bor.
After the country witnessed a recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the National Task Force on COVID-19 earlier this month issued an order extending the ban on all forms of social gatherings until April 3rd. Bishop James Deng Akir of Makwaj Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan says he has held Sunday services despite the ban on social gatherings, insisting fellowship is a commandment from Jesus Christ.
We have to fellowship together. We have to come together and worship God. And you know, when two or three or more they gather, there is power. And there's we believe in that, as religious leaders and as religious people. So this is the war that we need to fight. Well, it is good for the leadership of the country to protect its citizens, but there are some of the way in which they cannot even manage. Go to our rural areas. Now, people are gathering on the borehole. They don't have face masks. They don't have synthesizers, and they are gathering there. You see, they are gathering there, nobody protecting them. In that situation, it is God who can intervene and protect them somehow.
Jonglei State Police spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel John Maunungang, says police issued several warnings against religious gathering without success. Ngang says religious leaders who violate the COVID-19 protocols will be penalized.
There is saying that you protect yourself and then God can protect you. So we cannot, you cannot ignore and say God will protect us. No, it is not a real law. But if there is ignorance, somebody that will ignore, and if he or she resists, police can take the measures against him or against her.
Ngang says religious leaders should educate their followers on COVID-19 preventive measures. As of Wednesday, the South Sudan recorded 8,305 total cases, 4,217 recoveries, and 97 deaths from COVID-19. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng, reporting in Bor.